Blog Talk Radio. So, welcome to Spec Talk Radio. This is Karen Rands, the host of Spec Talk Radio. And for those of you that have been listening to Spec Talk Radio for, I guess, about almost a year since we first started this show, this is an important date because we're coming back to our roots. We originally started Spec Talk Radio as part of the launch and the public awareness for our premier capital event in the Southeast Private Equity Conference that occurs in Atlanta in April. And then after we moved through to actually having a very successful inaugural event in 2008, we changed Spec Talk Radio to become the Southeast Private Equity Community radio show for entrepreneurs and investors to come together and learn all about what it takes to be successful in launching early-stage companies and investing in early-stage companies. And so now we are coming back because we are just launching our initiative to start promoting and create awareness in the marketplace for the Southeast Private Equity Conference for 2009. That is scheduled for April 14th and 15th in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll return to the great location that we had it last year, which is 103 West. And I'm going to talk a little bit today about what happened last year, and how we're preparing to have an even better event this year. And a couple of key things that, whether you're an entrepreneur or an investor listening or somebody that's trying to reach those two audiences, what you can do to get involved with the SPEC conference for April 14th and 15th here in 2009. So I want to tell everybody just to make sure and make plans to attend, put that date on your calendar. That is April 14th and 15th for the Southeast Private Equity Conference, and join angel investors, leading venture capital firms, investment bankers, corporate venture funds, and CEOs of the cutting-edge private companies from across the Southeast. And, in fact, we'll have attendees from all over the country at this event, if last year was any indicator. This is a prestigious event, and it is our second year of bringing together emerging growth companies with venture capital and private investors. In 2008, the innovative companies that came to that event connected with over 150 attendees from the capital community, and mega deals were done in the form of financing and strategic relationships that were established. And the time to RSVP is now. We have an early bird special going on. You can save $300 if you RSVP now. Before, you know, early part of February. And you can find out all the information about the event, the location, logistics, the agenda, where to stay at a hotel, who's going to be there, what people said from last year's event, by going to the website for the Southeast Private Equity Conference, which is seprivateequity.org, S-E for Southeast, privateequity.org. And we are currently seeking applications for companies at all stages to present their investment opportunities at this exciting two-day conference and Capital Expo. And we're looking for the investors to go ahead and sign up and attend. So a couple of things. Why plan to participate in an event such as this? One thing I want to sort of position it as, why is it different from regular angel investor events? Our regular angel investor event, and we have one scheduled for 2 weeks from now on February 11th, and that is an event where a membership group of investors and our the membership group of investors and the and their guests and selected other members of the capital community come together to look at a select number of companies, four or five companies. They do a 10-minute presentation with five-minute Q&A, have a lot of mix and mingling going on at the end of that. And LaunchFN, Launch Funding Network, who is the consulting services company that's part of this, that services the network of business angels and investors community, you know, they work with those companies on an ongoing basis to help them raise capital. And so that's one set of services and access to capital that we provide. The SPEC conference, on the other hand, is much more like a bigger venture capital conference. At that event last year, we had venture capital firms such as the Kinetic Ventures, Fulcrum Ventures, Smith Capital, Stanford Financial Group, EGL Holdings, Focus Partners, you know, Advance Equities, a whole bunch of other types of firms, venture capital and investment banking firms attended that event that don't necessarily attend the regular angel investor event, because they're looking for companies that are not only right at that leading edge of being an early stage, about to explode company, but also companies that are what would be considered emerging growth. So they might have, you know, $500,000 to $2 million in revenue. And so those companies want to plug in and get access to that larger source of capital. So it also runs as a venture conference because the presentations are briefer. They are, instead of a 10-minute presentation, they're much more like a traditional venture capital conference where it's a 6-minute presentation. So it's real important to be able to get that story out. But the thing about this is that lasts over a whole day and a half period of time, and there's an expo that's been set up. And this was one of the biggest hits from the last conference that we put in place, because in attending various conferences that I've attended and my team have attended over the years, one thing that we always kept hearing from companies that they wish they had a better way to connect with the investors and find the investors that were interested in them. And in fact, when I was, before I started doing the businesses that I was doing, and I was bird dogging for some VCs, I would go to these conferences and I'd want to talk to these companies, and it was difficult finding these companies. And even at the last big event they had here in Atlanta, that was one of the feedbacks I heard from the investors, is that they saw a company present, but then they didn't know where to go find them so they could talk to them. So it becomes difficult for them to connect before they go back to their offices and get all caught up in the everyday life. So one of the main things that we chose to do at this event, and we changed the agenda a little bit from last year, was to have the Capital Expo. Now, at the Capital Expo, each company will have that pays to be in the expo or pays to be a presenter will have a table, and at that table, they'll be able to display their information, have a laptop with their product being demonstrated, or have, you know, working prototypes of their product or whatever their situation is, and there'll be a chair on one side of that table and for the investor to sit down, and the chair for the entrepreneur to sit down. So they want to sit down and have a one-on-one conversation during the expo, they can. Sometimes what we saw a lot of is that two or three investors would be standing around on the around those entrepreneurs, or they were doing a demo or talking or asking questions. And if you go to the Southeast Private Equity .org, seprivateequity.org website, and click on the link up to the right-hand side that says, you know, 2008, you can go to a page that has snapshots and video from the event, and also testimonies from people that the companies as well as the investors that attended the event. And you can see pictures of it in action, and you can hear their stories directly from them and not just me saying how great it is. So, but the expo was really great. And it was, and so what we're doing at this particular event that's a little bit different is that all of the companies that choose to participate in the expo as a table company or as part of their presentation package will also attend the VIP reception the night before. And we've expanded the how to pitch investors presentation, workshop on the day before on the 14th. So instead of being just an hour presentation, we got a lot of feedback that the companies really wanted to have a longer period of time to in that workshop. So we'll have that workshop on the entire afternoon on the 14th, followed by the VIP reception. And at the VIP reception, every company that has been invited to the VIP reception that has a table in the expo will be given an opportunity to do a fast pitch. And that is unique because they get to give their elevator pitch to all of those investors that are attending the VIP reception that will be there the next day and be able to say, you know, where their table is. And so they'll start that night at their table with those investors, talking about their opportunity or mixing and mingling with those investors the night before. And so then the next day when those companies do their presentation, a select number of the total companies will be qualified to do the presentation. They'll get to tell their entire story. And then, and so all the presentations will be in the morning, and then the entire afternoon on the 15th will be open to the expo for the companies to be able to mix and mingle with the investors. So last year we had over 100 investors or investor representatives attend the event, and with about there was about 40 companies, 20 of which presented. We'll probably have a similar number this time. 40 companies that were in the expo with 20 of those being full presentations. So there's a great ratio, and that's why so much revenue or so much direct connection to strategic investors and strategic opportunities happened in the 2008 conference because of that volume of investors to the companies. So there's some great educational opportunities as part of it, because part of what we know that all entrepreneurs need is to know how to be better at raising capital, about bootstrapping their business, about coming up with the financial terms that investors are going to be attractive. So entrepreneurs that attend, well, the ones that are participating in the workshop will have the workshop on the Tuesday afternoon, and then on Wednesday during the conference, when the companies are doing their presentation in the Innovative Company Showcase, they will have an opportunity to attend some breakout sessions with key industry experts that will talk about key topics that are near and dear to those entrepreneurs' heart. And for the investors, they get the VIP reception, get to see the snapshot of all the companies. They get a binder that has a description of all the companies that are at the event and in the expo and where they're located. So it's very easy to find those companies that they're interested in talking to. And then on the morning where we kick things off on the 15th, we'll have a panel discussion from VC leaders in the marketplace talking about the market trends right now and what they see with companies as well as the capital environment. Then we'll have the company presentations in the Innovative Company Showcase, followed up with a keynote speaker at lunchtime, and then the expo opens up in the evening or in the afternoon, and they're free to leave after they've had all the discussions that they need with the different companies. And so they are so that is, it's a great conference. It's something that is going to be highly attended. We're working with the VCs that we know across the marketplace, and of course all the angel investors that we normally work with within our local market. And then one of the things that we did this year too is that we timed it to be to coincide with the Angel Capital Association's national event, where all of the angel groups from around the country will be coming into Atlanta, are already scheduled to come into Atlanta. So we'll be reaching out to those folks to have them come, as many as we can, to come a day early and attend the VIP reception, and then be able to participate during the course of the events on the 15th, time so that they can leave and attend their regional meetings that they'll have scheduled for the 15th. So even though it's tax day, most people will just get their taxes done early because everybody plans ahead. It'll be a great event for people to participate in and connect with the capital that they are seeking. Angels will also have an opportunity, or all the investors have an opportunity, to attend an education session on the 14th that will be just before the VIP reception. Exact topic on that, we're not certain. It will cover term sheets or valuations. It depends on the sponsors that we get, which leads me into another key area. Sponsorship is very important. It's a great opportunity in this economic climate to make a company really stand out with the entrepreneur and the investor community by participating as a sponsor. There's lots of exposure that you'll get within the community itself at the event, and all that information is available on the website under the sponsor page, and there's also a downloadable document that has the pricing for the various levels of sponsorship and what you gain for each level of sponsorship, and the prices range from $1,000 up to $10,000, so it's something for everybody within their price budget. This year, we're also opening it up to folks that are service providers that help companies and students to be able to attend this event at various prices. And, of course, it is $300 savings if you register before February 15th, and also the door price. So we've tried to also make it very affordable for folks and also help us, you know, plan ahead with the number of volume they have. So if you're an entrepreneur, what you need to do is go ahead and go to the spec site, seprivateequity.org, submit your application to attend, your registration to attend. Right now, that's only $199. And then you'll have an opportunity to, you'll fill out some information and you'll have an opportunity to talk with one of our capital consultants about upgrading to having a table or having, doing a full presentation. And for LaunchFN, existing LaunchFN clients, there's an additional discount because you've already presented at one of our prior events. So, you know, I encourage you to go ahead and jump on that, get in there early so we can get you screened and approved to do the presentation, and then we can also start promoting you out as being a participant in the event. You'll go on the website that you're a presenting company, and that will draw additional investors into the event to come and see you. So that's an important part. We want to encourage the investor community to go ahead and sign up to attend. They also have an early bird price of $199. And if they are an NBA NI member or a member of an ACA, an Angel Capital Association group, there's an additional discount because of their status as a member of an Angel Investor Group. So go ahead and, you know, take a look at that. All of that information is on the website on seprivateequity.org. Click on the registration tabs, and it's sure to be a very exciting event. What we're finding in the capital markets is that there is a lot of investors that are actually out there looking for good deals right now. The thing that's keeping them from making investments, they're a little bit slower to make their investments than they would have been, but we had a lot of activity in December, but they're, because they want to make sure our valuation, we have a couple of our investors that are trying to decide between two or three deals right now. So there is money out there. It's still there. We're going to encourage the lenders and the capital markets and the alternative lenders to attend this event as well, because we're getting phone calls and emails from lenders. I was at the National Funding Association meeting yesterday, and there was a number of lenders there saying readily they had the money. They're just looking for the deals that qualify. And I heard when I was at the AEA meeting last night, we were talking with one of the principals over there, and they said that the SBA is really concerned because SBA loan applications are down from what they should be, and there's lots of money for them to loan out. And so all this fear, uncertainty, and doubt about the capital markets in some cases are unfounded. You've still got to be a qualified company. You still have to, you know, qualify for whatever capital that you're seeking, but there is money out there. So we want to encourage the entrepreneurs to not be timid, to go for it, because although it may take a little bit longer to get the money, you got to start planting the seeds, and the Southeast Private Equity Conference is a great opportunity to get in front of investors, to get exposure to the investors in the capital markets you seed, and start to develop relationships also with, even if you're not a candidate for VC right now or institutional money, then it's a great opportunity to plant those seeds for your next follow-on investment. So I want to recap. Why is the Southeast Private Equity Conference unique? Well, first of all, there's networking with venture capitalists, accredited investors, investment bankers, fund managers, angel investors, corporate investors, innovative lenders, and private equity investors representing over $560 million in capital. That's what we had last year, and if you recall, in the February-March timeframe last year, the markets were being a little funky at that time, and we thought we were concerned that we may not have the attendance for our first event, but we had a great turnout. We had over 180 folks attend that event, and so we see no reason why we won't exceed those numbers in this next year. And one of the unique things about the venue at 103 West is that it's a very cozy environment. It's all enclosed within two floors, so unlike sometimes when you have a hotel where people will leave and they'll leave and go to a go get a call or go into the foyer or go to the lobby and you lose them, they don't get lost at this event. So if you're an entrepreneur there and you haven't talked to all the investors there, you're just not circulating, because it's very easy to reach out and talk and spend time with every investor that's at the event. So the other thing that's unique about this is that the Capital Expo will be in place, showcasing the emerging growth companies that are seeking investors, seeking strategic services, capital, and just with ample opportunities to talk in depth about their opportunity and where they're taking it. Within the expo, there will be prizes awarded to the best of the show. The attendees vote on the best of certain industries, and those winners get a certificate and get a prize associated with that. There's also door prizes. And then with the Innovative Company Showcase, it will provide an opportunity for those qualified companies to tell their story and explain their investment opportunity to an attentive group of investors using their PowerPoint presentation. And they will also be awarded Best Most Innovative Company as for the two flights of the companies that are presenting during that section. There'll be also a voting of from the investors on what who are the most innovative companies, and there'll be awards given for that as well. There's going to be a presentation workshop for the entrepreneurs that are participating in the Capital Expo and the Innovative Company Showcase on the 14th, the afternoon of the 14th. There's a VIP reception for the sponsors, the expo and showcase entrepreneurs, and all investors on the evening of the 14th. That'll go from about 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock that night. There'll be a fast pitch presentation for all the entrepreneurs that are participating in the Capital Expo at the VIP reception. So it's your opportunity to tell your elevator pitch, the real poignant points as to why an investor is going to be interested in talking to you, and then tell them how to reach you there at the event so they won't miss you. Venture capital industry experts will share their insights during the morning breakfast panel, which is always a hit. Select industry experts will share their knowledge about building strong businesses and attracting capital during the entrepreneurial educational breakout sessions. For those entrepreneurs that are not participating in the Innovative Company Showcase, we will probably have revisit the sessions that were most popular last year, which were the bootstrapping your business and how do you make your business plan right for the type of capital that you're seeking. We may cover valuations, because it always seems to be a point that a contention between investors and entrepreneurs. There will be a keynote speech during lunch from a renowned and highly successful entrepreneur. We're just locking down who that will be. We've got a couple of folks that we're working out scheduling with. It's going to be somebody that has had a wildly successful company that went through the process from, you know, building it from ground zero up to a liquidity event, how they went through getting their capital, and now they're on to doing their next thing. And so what are they experiencing now that they're doing their next company? What is that like? And so it'll be a great story for both the investor and venture capital audience, but as well as the entrepreneurs. So all attendees will be able to participate in that particular lunch keynote speaker. And then, of course, there are a limited number of tickets that are available to the service providers, the students, and any entrepreneurs that are not participating in the Capital Expo and Innovative Company Showcase, so that we ensure a strong ratio of capital providers to the capital seekers. So who is the audience profile? Well, first of all, it's the CEOs and founders of early stage and emerging growth companies, venture capitalists, angel investors, corporate investors, investment bankers, successful entrepreneurs, industry leaders, small business lenders, private equity investors, corporate investment funds, and potential strategic partners. The industries that will be represented at the Southeast Private Equity Conference on April 14th and 15th they come from technology, software, biomed, consumer products, gaming companies, new media and entertainment media, security-centric companies, clean tech, green alternative energy, which is the hot area right now, wireless solutions, life sciences, web-based solutions, aeronautic companies, business-to-business solutions, and even manufacturing, because one of the things that we know about our investors is that they come from all walks of life, and they look for investment opportunities in all different areas. So this is not just a high-tech conference like so many of them are. This is really something for good companies from all different industries, and the investors will be coming in to look at them from all different perspectives and interested in different stages. So what is the expected mix of attendees? We expect that we'll have about 120 from the capital community, 20 innovative showcase presenters, probably about 20 that are only Capital Expo only companies, 10 other entrepreneurs will be allowed in, about 30 service providers and students, and 20 sponsors and their representatives of their companies. So you know that it's heavily weighted towards the capital community, and that is what it is all about. So if you're an investor, you know, why should I attend? Well, it's a unique opportunity to see and meet the best and the brightest in innovative companies. There's ample opportunity to network with fellow investors, strategic industry specialists, and entrepreneurs. There's optional educational opportunities during the workshop on the 14th and a VCE panel discussion on the 15th. There's a keynote speaker during the lunch, a VIP reception on the eve of the conference with fast pitches from the Capital Expo companies. So you save a lot of time when it comes to trying to figure out who do you want to talk to and who do you want to spend time with by get a snapshot of all of those companies. There's brief yet informative presentations from the best applicants during the Innovative Company Showcase, and it's set in a unique, warm, and inviting location that affords opportunities for quality time with the companies that those investors are interested in learning more about. And if you're a membership in the Network of Business Angels and Investors or an angel group that is a member of the Angel Capital Association, will receive an additional discount off the regular investor attendee price. Plus, you're qualified for the fabulous door prizes. So if you're a member of an angel group in the ACA, won't this conflict with the ACA event? No, it will not. This event has been scheduled to complement the ACA National Conference being held on the 15th and the 17th. SPEC will kick off with the optional education session and the VIP reception and fast pitches on the 14th in the afternoon. That begins at 3 o'clock. And the Innovative Company Showcase will conclude in time for the keynote lunch, and the Capital Expo will follow and allow those ACA affiliate members to leave any time in the afternoon to participate in their regional meetings and their kickoff reception on the evening of the 15th. Members of NBA and I will, because we will be joining ACA, will also likely be able to attend that kickoff reception. So who should apply to present in the Innovative Company Showcase? Any entrepreneur that is beyond startup stage and is actively seeking at least $500,000 in investment capital should register to attend as an entrepreneur and submit their executive summary and investor presentation for consideration to present at the Innovative Company Showcase. If not selected, the company will not be charged any other fees unless they choose to purchase a table at the expo. All entrepreneur attendees will be free to network with all other attendees during the conference on April 15th and to participate in the educational breakout sessions during the morning session. So again, the process for entrepreneurs is to go to the seprivateequity.org site, click on register, go down to the entrepreneur page. There's information about what's included in each upgrade package once you click through on that, and there's also information in the frequently asked questions section on all of this information that I'm covering right now. But you pay your initial $199 if you register before the 15th, and then you'll be somebody will give you a call to talk about how to get started and upgrade to what makes sense for you, and to submit your information, go ahead and submit it to the Southeast, I believe it's the email address to submit is down at the bottom of that page, so that you can submit your business plan and presentation to be considered to be a presenting company. And you can submit that information, and then you'll only be charged additional dollars if you upgrade to being in the expo or being an Innovative Company Showcase presenter that includes participation in the Capital Expo. So that's the first thing that you need to do is go ahead and get your ticket in, get your registration in, and likewise for any service providers, students, or investors in order to save the $300. Those registrations need to be in by the 15th, and there is limited seating in his other capacity, as I talked about, so you want to make sure you get it in and get your in, and your seat is confirmed before those numbers close out. So as an entrepreneur, why should you buy a table in the Capital Expo? Well, entrepreneurs participating in the Capital Expo for just an additional $600 will gain an advantage from the following benefits. They'll have the table to display their investor documents, product, conduct a demo, et cetera, with a chair placed for an investor to sit and talk with you at your table. They'll have the opportunity to attend their presenter workshop, the VIP reception, and deliver their fast pitch to the investors on the 14th. The table location and contact information and the company description will be in the event guide, so the investors can easily find you after hearing you deliver your fast pitch on both the 14th and the 15th. So you'll have a full day and a half of networking with those investors. You'll be able to have the panel participate in the panel discussions on key topics that will help you grow your business. You'll have the opportunity to be selected best of show for your industry class with fabulous dual prizes as well. So you're an entrepreneur, why would you pay to present during the Innovative Company Showcase? Well, all entrepreneurs registering and paying to attend the SPEC event and sending their executive summary and investor presentation will be considered for the Innovative Company Showcase. And if you're selected, you'll be billed the additional, I believe it's $2,800 less for any LaunchFN clients. This will put you in front of the target investors in the following way. That includes all the information I just shared about the expo table, plus the following: the full benefits of that expo level, plus the opportunity to deliver a 6-minute compelling investor pitch with a PowerPoint presentation to a room of qualified investors or investor representatives whose total attention is on you alone. You'll have your investor profile and one-page executive summary included in the event packet, so when those investors walk away, they're going to be able to take that information with them to be able to share it with other investors they may be working with. You'll be listed on the SPEC website that you're participating in the event, and you'll have the opportunity to promote your business and opportunity not to solicit investors, but just talk about your business and the opportunity it represents in the marketplace on this radio show, the Spec Talk radio show that our investors tune into to hear about those companies. We'll try to queue those up prior to the event, so we'll have all that information available to the investors in advance as they think about attending the event. So the sooner you get in and get approved to be a presenter, the sooner that you are going to be able to have your radio show done. You'll have the opportunity to be named the most innovative company as voted by the attendee investors, and you get additional passes for other folks to attend as well. This conference begins for those companies that are participating in the Expo and the Innovative Company Showcase at 1:30 on Tuesday the 14th with the presenter workshop. It concludes around 8 o'clock after the VIP reception. For investors and members of the capital community and sponsors, the event begins at 3:30 on Tuesday the 14th with an informative panel discussion leading into the VIP reception that concludes about 8 o'clock. All of these events are held at the 103 West in Buckhead in Atlanta, Georgia. For all other attendees, the conference begins at 7:30 on Wednesday the 15th for the networking breakfast, panel discussions, the Innovative Company Showcase, keynote luncheon, and concludes around 3 o'clock in the Capital Expo. And so what if you want to be a sponsor of this event, or you're a company that services entrepreneurs and you want to have a table at the expo because you want to promote your accounting services or your web design services or your HR services or your CFO type services? Well, then, sponsorship is a great way to get the word out about your firm, your fund, or offerings with both the investor and the entrepreneur community. There's a variety of sponsorship options for SPEC, and they can be found at the sponsorship link page on that website. So, the event is, all the information about it can be found at seprivateequity.org, seprivateequity.org. There's information there. You go to that site, get all of that information that you need to connect with us. You may also call us at 888-569-0464. That's 888-569-0464. And And please do that. Get your applications and your registrations in early. Enjoy the discounts on that. And we're about to wrap up this particular session. This is Karen Ranz with the Southeast Private Equity Conference. I do have two folks that have called in. I think that they were just listening, but I'm going to open up the lines just in case there's a question there. So caller 0684, you're on the air. Caller 0684, do you have a question? Okay. How about caller at 9760? Do you have a question? Okay, well, great. Then I think we've covered everything. I think they were just listening in. I thank you very much for listening. Thank you for all of your folks that are listening through your computers. Please make plans to attend this event. And again, this is Karen Ranz. SoutheastPrivateEquity.org is where you need to go. SEPrivateEquity.org to get all the information. That's SEPrivateEquity.org. The SE is for Southeast, of course. That's for the SPEC event. And as we kick off this season, get ready to get some emails and see us in the press as we bring this incredible conference to the market again to serve an underserved need of helping early stage companies connect with capital in a big way. It is where the emerging growth and venture capital come together, where innovative companies connect with capital, investors, and resources at the Southeast Private Equity Conference. And we will be having our regular angel investor event on the 11th. There is a couple of slots still left for that, for companies to get a 1-2 punch to be able to get in front of investors, start with the local angel investor community, and then really explode that access to capital with the SPEC event in April. And as a Launch FN client, we will be working with you through that entire time to give you massive access to investors and our access to capital system. So you can get more information and contact us again at that number, 888-569-0464. And next week we will have the companies that are going to be presenting at the NBA&I investor event on the 11th will be on the show to talk about their opportunities next week. And then the following week we'll wrap up that session and talk about what happened at the NBA&I event. And then the first week after that, the third week in February, I'm going to be talking about the what our amateur entrepreneur characteristics, because if you're connected to me on LinkedIn or if you have been following me on Twitter, the Twitter follow is Karen-Ranz or Karen_Ranz, that's R-A-N-D-S, then you know that and on my blog, Entrepreneur Blog Space, we've had an exchange in response to one of the other bloggers out there that talked about the characteristics of amateur entrepreneurs. I issued it as a question on LinkedIn and got about 20 different responses back. So I'm going to document all those, put them on the blog, and then we'll talk about that in an upcoming show. So thank you very much for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you in April or hearing from you between now and then if you've got any questions about the Southeast Private Equity Conference, and looking forward to having a stellar, outstanding event and for you to participate. Again, that website is seprivateequity.org. Any questions, call 888-569-0464, 888-569-0464, and hope you have a terrific rest of your Friday and your weekend. Onward and upward.